USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests continuing in Washington, D.C. for President Trump. Many of his supporters believe the election was stolen. President Trump speaking at the Save America rally in Washington, D.C.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about.
President Trump also blames Democrats for rigging both the 2020 presidential election and last night's Georgia Senate elections.
They rigged an election. They rigged it like they've never rigged an election before. And by the way, last night they didn't do a bad job either, if you notice.
The House in session in what looks to be a long day as lawmakers vote to formally certify election results of the presidential election. Republicans in the House and Senate are protesting election results in several battleground states. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
With 99% reporting, Democrat candidate Raphael Warnock is leading Senator Kelly Loeffler 50.6% to 49.4%. Several media outlets have projected him as a winner, though the results are not final or certified. The other Senate contest between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Senator David Perdue has Ossoff leading 50.2% to 49.8%. If both Democrats do win, they would have control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as what this means for the country, Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, says
the consequences of this obviously go far, far beyond Georgia. This really is going to determine the political philosophy of our country going forward, whether we're going to embrace socialism or freedom.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to ADP, the private sector is still reeling from COVID-19 as about 123,000 jobs were cut in December. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More than 131,000 Americans are being treated for the coronavirus in hospital beds as of Tuesday. The COVID tracking project says that includes over 23,000 fighting in ICUs. The project also noted nearly 3,500 deaths were reported on Tuesday. Dr. Ryan Romero tells ABC News these new virus strains that keep showing up in the United States are causing problems as well.
I think their assessment is right that this third wave has been very aggressive, much more so than the last two. I don't know that we have any positive evidence of a U.S.-based, more virulent version of this virus, but it's certainly possible. I mean, it's the nature of viruses to evolve towards transmissibility. And when you have one like this, it's so widespread, there's going to be a lot of variants around. Now, I don't think we have any reason to believe that any new variants would be less susceptible to the vaccine. So the plan, I think, in that respect remains the same.
A major college football award was handed out Tuesday night.
College football's top award has gone to a wide receiver for the first time in nearly 30 years. Alabama wideout Devonta Smith beat out teammate and quarterback Mac Jones, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask. Smith is the first receiver to win the award as college football's top player since Michigan's Desmond Howard won the trophy in 1991. Smith led the nation in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.